Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica,
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents,
or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast, Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
Now, Carceri is a model for all other prisons in existence.
I mean, I feel like that's probably the one we're going to need to go to.
Just give it a shot. Probably can't even use magic, so...
You can use magic. Use it wisely.
Yeah, one of us could probably die.
Two wizards along the side step up with books in their hand and begin casting a spell.
Oh, it looks like it's lots of magic words, guys.
You all begin to spin in place, and you're diving, but you begin to lose consciousness. You begin to black out, and you're fading in and out. You find yourselves waking up an unknown time later on dusty, gravelly path. You hear like a droning, howling wind and thunder rolling across the sky. And you look up, and the shadows that you see before you are black, and you see movement within them. And beyond, there's this crack of lightning and this enormous tower. Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. He, him, also with me today is Carla Maxted.
She, her. Tonight I am playing Yenbul Nuri, also she, her.
And Amy Moore.
Mm-hmm. She, her. I play Thea Amastasia, also she, her.
Also Tom Laird.
He, him. And I'm playing Tulgear, who also goes by he, him.
And because we just won't kill off her characters, back again... Kristen Flemons!
Yeah,
just kill me already!
We just can't
we'll
get
never
it
let her leave!
Kristen Flemons, she, her, I'm playing Agath Godlost Catho Olavi, and I think I said it right this time.
Nailed it!
Yeah, it was good. All right, now we're in a weird place, and it's going to be good. And where lots of weird places that are good is over at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast.
It's actually just...
Mm-hmm. Like, it's just the one
it's just
place.
One it's just place.
One place, and it's just good. I mean, weird, I guess, in a way, but...
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, in a just good, in a, weird way.
Just in all the positive connotations.
Exactly. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Keep okay. Portland weird kind of way.
Yeah.
You know what I meant. Yeah. And when you are a patron, you get an episode dedicated to you, like today's patron, Phoebe.
Thanks, Phoebe.
Thank you.
Yay, thank Phoebe. You.
Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. And now, fuck it, let's play! You awake from a storm-ridden stupor, and you are in a dark, twisted place. Everything around you that you can see is stone and jagged and sharp. You see that castle or cathedral or built up into one of these mountains off in this range that has lightning and thunder rolling and cracking behind it.
Looks welcoming.
Where do you think we are?
What the hell just happened?
Have we traveled to a different plane?
I mean, it certainly doesn't feel like the astral plane anymore.
I move my body without thinking about direction, just to check.
You can move.
I want to know what moving your body without thinking of direction looks like.
It's a sight to behold.
A goth is running in like serpentine, weaving, bobbing.
Yeah.
It's working, guys.
I'm not even thinking while I'm doing this.
Can you tell?
Like, it's like a terrifying interpretive dance.
Oh, all right.
Slash martial art.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the episode. Everybody just join a goth and doing what a goth is doing. Moves without thinking about it off into the distance, and that's where we lose the character.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. Maybe it'll summon the gods. You don't know.
Oh, that's
it
true.
It could.
It's true. Anything's possible.
The right foot movements.
Mm-hmm.
Does what we see line up clearly with one of the places we were? Because I feel like there are some keywords that sound like the other planes you were telling us about, but I'm not sure that there's an exactly one-to-one parallel.
No.
Hmm.
No.
Neat.
So,
we're not underground.
So, yeah, Limbo was the plane of pure chaos, a roiling soup of impermanent matter and energy.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of looks like a place.
It's not the Nine Hells.
It's like we can rule out Limbo.
The tower seems sort of permanent, the mountain ranges.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Pandemonium was described as a plane of madness, great mass of rock riddled with tunnels carved by howling winds, cold, noisy, and dark with no natural light.
Okay.
It's wind. It's not noisy, though.
Okay. It's not. And light. We can see things, so therefore there's some sort of natural light.
There's got to be a natural
something.
Light.
So not that one.
Okay.
And not the Nine Hells, so.
Everything, when I say shadow and dark, I say it's almost in like a monochromatic sense, like an inverted image.
Like a sepia tone or something like that.
Yeah, you're kind of grayscale more than anything, but yeah. Where else were we? Carcery was the prison world. Carcery was a plane of desolation and despair. There is, you don't feel great about the place that you're in. Holds layers of vast bogs, fetid jungles, windswept deserts, jagged mountains, frigid oceans, and black ice. Mm. So again,
a range of terrain.
Possible similarities.
Yeah. That one's pretty diverse.
Yeah.
And then Avernus, which you were told you wouldn't be able to reach.
We were told.
People say all sorts of things.
We were looking for an olive pool, and yet here we are somewhere, having seen no pools.
Yeah, no pools.
Started breathing water, woke up in an unfamiliar place. Well, we didn't take any damage.
Nope, you haven't recovered anything, but you haven't taken anything extra.
Okay.
Donnie, okay?
Where are we?
TBD.
I went there on a Friday once.
That's TGI.
Oh. Right. Sorry, flashbacks to the before times when things were good.
Yes, I have those too.
This doesn't look great, eh?
Do we...
No.
Go to the castle? I mean, my first instinct is to go to the castle.
I agree. It seems like my instinct is always to seek out people or culture. I don't know that we have that here, but the castle calls to me.
You begin walking and following this path along this jagged mountain cliffside. It's wider and narrower at different points, and you've been walking for a little while, and the castle's getting nearer to you. You're winding around, and as you get closer, you see that there's this rope bridge that separates the castle and up ahead the cliffside you're walking on. Looks like it's hanging on by literal threads. And as you kind of notice this and are able to see this coming into sight, you hear a tumbling of rocks coming from down the mountainside behind you.
Like directly behind us? Like, dodge?
not quite, but back a little ways, like 20 or 30 feet back, like rocks are begin to crumble down and land on the path that you've been walking on. And then you hear a loud thud from up above in the mountain, and you look up and you see a giant, and when I say giant, I mean gargantuan. It's like 30 foot tall skeletal figure that is wielding
a banana
that has
a heart-shaped box of chocolates.
Oh, yeah. It has these giant
balloons,
jagged claws, and sharp spiked shoulders and like spines that run all the way down its body, and with a giant step lands down onto this path and swings to take a swipe at your group. Everybody make a dexterity saving throw, please.
Does this look similar to the one that we saw floating?
That's a good question.
No. The other one looked like a cohesive unit.
I picked this up before I looked at the number.
This one looks like a creature that has been constructed of many different skeletal masses.
Cool. Fuck this guy. Fuck this guy.
What?
What? Primsbane, motherfucker! I rolled...
The giant skeleton, it's not Primsbane.
No, who constructed the giant skeleton, Russell?
Orcus?
You said Dex, right?
Yeah.
And just, 22. Just a Dex save?
Dex save.
Okay.
18.
19.
16.
Vento.
This claw digs out the earth right before you as you all jump back, and it begins climbing along the wall towards you. We'll roll for initiative.
Ew.
Give you all a chance. So otherwise, I'd keep the other one.
Oh. 10. I used my one good roll on my deck save, which probably is a good thing.
That's a good time use it, yeah.
You're going to roll.
17.
I got a 7.
19.
That means Yenbol is up first.
Oh, no.
How far away is it?
Well, it just took a huge swipe at you, and you just dodged, so it's right there.
It's right there.
And it's, like, attached to the wall with its claws and, like, its spined toes, and you see it more clearly now, and its entire face is bones to make up a skull, and there's, like, these huge horned ox heads that have been placed onto its shoulders.
It's pretty bad. Yeah.
It's like it's wearing like bunny slippers, but they're ox heads.
Oh.
Yeah.
You made it seem so much cuter.
Yeah. Kind of whimsical.
Why don't I use my Mace of Terror?
Ooh.
And try and hit it. Yeah, why don't I do that?
Hit it.
25.
Are you maintaining position? Are you flying up to it? Are you where are you trying to?
I forgot I could fly. God. Yenbol, you're so cool. I mean, I feel like it's very big and its claw is right in front of me, so I'm probably just going to hit at the thing that's
swing
like
at the claw right like, now. Okay.
Like at the thing that is close to me. It needs to make a wisdom saving throw.
I bet it's real dumb, so...
I mean, a pile of bones all stitched together?
I'm hoping it's really dumb.
16.
Fuck. God damn it.
A lot less dumb than I thought it was going to be.
A little bit less dumb than I was... Just one... Like, if I had to enumerate it, one less dumb than I was hoping it would be.
Sorry.
Or one more dumb. Okay, great. Well, then I guess I'll just do this shitty damage. 4 damage. 4. More damage. It was going to be really cool when it got scared of us guys and ran away.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't happen. Maybe next time.
Yeah, totally would have got scared. Okay, Tulgir, you're up.
I guess take a big old swipe at the hand as well.
Hey.
First attack's going to be a 32 if I do my math correctly.
Oh my goodness.
Whoa, Jesus.
Yeah.
32 on the first attack.
And still not a nat? Like, you didn't
No,
crit
that
on
was
it?
19.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Wowzers.
And the next one will be a 19 to hit.
Both of those will hit.
All right. Well, then it definitely seems like the 32 was overkill.
You just with feeling that time, yeah.
Sure, yeah. All right, here we go. 27 all said and done.
bones splinter off of like two of the claws that you hit through there.
And that'll be it for Tulgir.
Its claw gets hit and two of the fingers break off and it moves back just a bit. And you see the bones begin to move and reshape themselves into four separate creatures. A quarter of the size, but now there are four of them.
Oh, no.
And they run towards each of you and try to hit you. So we'll go first one running towards Yenbul.
Mm-hmm.
Jumping across the small chasm it has created, that's a natural 20.
That will do it.
20 thunder damage.
Yikes.
Tulgir.
Oh, no, wait. Yeah,
sure.
Are they within the...
Yeah, you're all kind of on a cliffside.
The shields?
So.
Can I try the warding move again?
Try the shield. I mean, it's a gnat, so...
Do you want to save it for somebody else? Because I have a reaction as well that I could try.
Okay. Yeah, the gnat this one's
save it for me, Chris.
This one's coming in hot, so maybe, yeah.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Alrighty.
They hit me? Yes. They need to make a dex saving throw.
3.
Great. Then they're going to take 2d8 damage.
But for why?
They're facing the wrath of my storm.
Oh.
7. Rolls are hard, apparently.
Okay, Tulgir is one's coming at you. That's a 15 to hit.
No sail.
Thea, that's a nat 1. So
come on.
1 nat 1.
Something terrible.
Carla's feeling
happen.
Very it hard trips. Done by.
Yeah, no. The four of them are like leaping across this chasm that it itself has created, and it goes wide, and you see it hit and land on the other side, and like break apart on the path. Some of the bones falling down into the chasm below. Agoth is the final one is going to try and hit you for 17. It's not going to do it.
Nuh-uh.
Okay, Thea, and then a goth.
I'm gonna cast fairy fire on the big dude because it seems like.
Well, there are four smaller ones now.
Can I cast it on all of them? Let me see.
I think you can only target one.
I can cast a 20-foot cube in range. Are they within 20 feet of each other?
Yeah, you're all kind of clustered together.
Yeah. All right then. No, not us, them.
They are all attacking you, so you're all kind of clustered together.
Even the big one, is his hand
there
still
is
in
no
the
more
middle?
Big one.
What?
The big they one turned into four small into four ones. Small
oh,
ones.
I thought, sorry, I no. misheard. I thought it broke two fingers and then those created.
No, it like recoiled and then reshaped into four separate ones.
I heard that as like
one of
the
which
broken
has
finger bones.
Broken itself.
Okay, cool. So yes, so now it's
did
four.
Not check itself before it wrecked itself.
Yeah.
Indeed. So each object in the 20-foot cube is outlined in a violet light.
And I get a dex save?
And you have to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. One. That's a six. Two. That's a nat 20.
Okay.
Three. That's a 12. And four. That's a five.
I thought there were only three.
Well, one broke apart, but it's still a thing.
Oh, it's still a thing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, they all fail except for one, okay. Which means any attack roll against an affected creature has advantage.
If we're following my 1, 2, 3, 4, the one that is on you specifically is the one that's saved.
Well, then I'm just going to have to hit it with my scimitar. Oh, 16?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. 6 damage. Yeah.
Perfect. Agoth. It is your turn.
Use them post-it notes.
So awesome. Fairy Fire, you get advantage on it.
Nice. Love
I think
it.
This may be the first time Fairy Fire has ever worked for me.
All right. I am going to, rotate through all my post-it notes, but also all my weapons. I just noticed I have a cool-sounding Revenant double-bladed scimitar.
Yeah, you
so I'll use that now because...
Because why not?
Why wouldn't you?
Look at that. That looks... dope. And I will whack something with it.
Excellent.
Whoever is the shiniest and the closest.
One right in front of you is ablaze with fairy fire.
Going down. Advantage. Yeah, first one. 17, 26.
Yes.
That'll be 6 damage on that one. That wasn't so hot, but 21. This one will be 9 damage.
Okay.
And third strike. Oh, nat 20!
Yay!
There we go. Ugh, one. That's stupid. Yeah, like 8 damage. Didn't roll all ones on the damage dice.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so first and second hit, like, carve through the bones, and they're splintering, and then the third, which is, would have been the one, but you hit in the same spot. It was just you were too accurate.
Yeah, there's just, like, a lot of space in skeletons, yeah. You know? So you can go it's right true. To the core, yep. And there's nothing there.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I don't feel like these guys are hefty enough to use a big post-it note on, so...
Okay.
But I forgot last time, does Rax also get to do things?
Rax gets to go. Donnie would get to go after. Donnie, I don't know how much damage Donnie's sting's going to do to
the
bones.
No, I'll tell Donnie to come out when I think he can... sting something that isn't just completely made of bone.
Okay.
Well, just like hooves against bones. I feel like that's a good,
yeah.
That's a good option.
Yeah.
Just
solid
like,
crunching.
Yeah, I think
just
so.
Just crunch.
It works against humans.
Crunch a skeleton, so. Does he also get advantage?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's 19.
Yes.
2d8 plus 4. Jeez, buddy. Okay.
Boom.
Okay.
Rax is badass.
Yeah. 12 bludgeoning damage plus 2d6 poison damage, even with his hooves. Okay. Plus 7 poison.
Okay.
Not sure that the skeletons care about the poison, but it's there.
They do not care about the poison.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
The crushing is relevant, though. Okay.
Turns out they really care about the crushing.
They really, yeah. Yeah. Care more so. All of them are still up. The one that broke apart you see behind you is starting to reform as we move back to
Yenbol. Of course.
Somebody run over there and just start throwing the individual pieces over the edge of the cliff. Come on, let's solve a problem, people. Let's do this.
Don't need this femur.
Make some neat jewelry with it instead.
I think that I am going to... No, that's just no damage. And that is necrotic damage, which against the skeleton, probably not very helpful.
I mean, might even heal them?
Maybe, right? So let's Sacred Flame. So dex. Roll dex.
Rolling.
On the one that's, attacking me.
Yep. 11.
Ha ha! Are bones flammable? I hope so, because I rolled 24 damage.
I mean, it's radiant damage. I would have to think undead slash bone monsters would take it extra hard.
You would think, right?
Bone monsters.
Hey, I have a bone monster inside me right now, Tom. I think you should show a little respect.
My apologies.
We're all just bone monsters.
We're all just bone monsters trying to make our way in the world.
Jesus.
Amy doesn't want to be my friend anymore.
No, I definitely do. Because what was going to come out of my mouth is going to be, it's going to be my new Tinder username. I'm not on Tinder. Just to clarify.
Well, you are now because you came up with that amazing
bone
name.
Monster.
Bone monster.
Apple, honey.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, it has sex. Yeah. Whatever. You know, sex. Bone monster.
I get
Come
it.
On.
Yeah, no, we're all
I'm aware.
Yeah,
no.
We got it.
You're the only one still explaining it.
I know. Sorry. I haven't had a good dick joke in a while, so it's awkward.
That's a massive hit on this one. The legs crush out from below it. You see whatever splinters off is beginning to move back and towards another of the creatures. Pelgear.
Okay, so am I engaged with one of the ones that I'm fighting with, or is there still like some wiggle room to get around a little bit?
No, you would have been straight melee.
Okay, let's do some more damage of some kind. Maybe I'll take like one slice and then another try to like use my shield to, like, bash him into the chasm.
Yeah, for sure.
Throw a little something different at him.
I like it.
First one with my plus 13 is a 22.
Okay. You got to beat 16 on all of this here. I keep forgetting to say, but yeah.
And a 22 for the shield bash.
Yeah, it goes flying off, shooting out into the chasm below. So one is gone for now anyway.
Okay.
The one that had originally broken apart is now beginning to reform. Actually, it's moving towards the pieces that are moving to reassemble. So it looks like three of them are trying to, again, reconvene together. And the one that's fighting you, Thea, is going to swing. And that's a plus 12. 21.
How long did the nice spell last that gave me a plus 2 for my armor class?
I think 10 minutes. That was
how long
me,
were we
right?
out for?
I mean, there was bad. Yeah, we'll say it's at like the tail end. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter because it brings me to a 19. I just wanted to know.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. That hits me. Yes.
10 thunder damage. Thea.
Well, I'm gonna hit that one.
gonna hit him back, I guess.
I want to use like Thorn Whip and pull the creature, and it says 10 feet closer to me, but I want it to be 10 feet toward the chasm.
You want momentum to take over?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'd like
sure,
to do.
Sure, you can certainly try.
Okie dokie. So I don't pray to anybody, but I just, like, hope that this isn't going to cause a huge universal backlash. And I create a long vine-like whip that's all thorny. Probably doesn't matter to him, but whatever. That comes out of my hand, and it is going to try to wrap itself around the creature.
Okay.
Oh, 18.
18 will hit, yep.
And is there still fairy fire? Like,
not on the one that I'm anyway? Fighting.
Yeah.
I see.
There was one that I missed.
And it takes 1d6 piercing.
Okay.
And that's a 3. And this creature's large, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, good. So I pull it, and I want to pull it 10 feet and try to, like, not to me. I want to, like, whip it, try to whip it past me, just drag it closer to the chasm somehow. I don't know how close I am to the chasm, but that's my end goal.
So you're going to whip it?
Whip it,
whip
good.
It good.
You
whip
know it I am, good. Tom. Yeah.
Yes, you do that. As it passes you, though, make a dexterity saving throw.
Well, I just want to attack it again as it passes me, though, because I have my daggers still.
Yeah.
Can I do that?
Sure, but you're pulling it. So I'm going to get you to make a dexterity saving
okay.
throw.
All right, fine. I can do that. No, I can't do that.
It's the middle time, and we're starting right now. We're not going to talk about kissing.
Oh, did you think it was like around, Amy?
Yeah, well, I was going to jump in with my own, but you just kept going, and now we're talking about kissing.
I said we're not going to talk about kissing.
And then immediately we're talking about kissing.
I've gotten so much trouble.
So many weird emails.
Guys, they called HR on me. I'm HR.
Yeah, it was a
very awkward conversation.
It was a really like 100th episode type of conversation that he had to have with himself.
It's Russ there. Yeah, excuse me, just put you on hold here.
A very special episode.
I'm sorry, you called yourself. You didn't even take yourself into your own office. No. You decided it was too awkward. You had to do it via phone.
Yeah.
Wow.
Two different
lines.
But
not only via phone, but like via phone on speakerphone. It was something.
Yeah, well, we need to be able to hear it as a group, right? So... Don't want,
I know. Wanted to know the matter is being dealt with.
Excuse me, Russ. Russ is here.
All right. Well, I hope you're all enjoying this episode and this interlude. Apologies for two that's like this. But I think really this might be why.
We definitely didn't record them on the same night.
No. This might just be why you come here to the middle and you don't just skip past it. Because you never know what's going to come out of Russ's mouth.
Not
is it going to be a kiss? Might be.
The kiss is on. Oh, what are we talking about? Who knows? Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. No. It's just
welcome to the middle. Yeah. We're just gonna restart.
We've committed to this being the middle.
We're in the middle
of
the middle.
And we've wasted a lot of time. So real quick, we should say
we really appreciate you guys listening.
Yeah.
Oh, and
yeah. We do.
You're awesome.
Yeah.
And thanks for putting up with us.
That's a big one.
That
pretty much shenanigans.
Okay. We'll get you back to the episode now. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
With a tiny little kiss.
You don't get out of the way quick enough.
Oh, no.
And you pull it. And it connects with you.
Oh, we're in a bony embrace.
And
we call this a bony M.
Momentum takes over. And you feel yourself falling backwards.
Not into the chasm, though. How close was I to the chasm? Guys, I've fallen into too many things in this stupid podcast.
Into the chasm.
No!
Did I obliterate the one that I was fighting? Yeah, it was crawling back towards the one that was fighting Amy. I can fly. I'm going to try and catch her.
It was breaking apart. It's not your turn.
I would like to. I still have.
In the future.
In the future.
Yes, I can wild shape as a bonus action.
Sure you can. You got one other action still. And a bonus action.
Okay, well, can I stab it while we're in the air and then wild shape? Because I feel angry.
Or you could wild shape into something and then attack it. That would, however you want to stack it.
Okay, no, I'll wild shape into something.
I don't know if this would work. It might be stretching it a bit, but I have something called Hold the Line, which is basically sentry. So if a creature is moving in a way that would provoke an opportunity attack, I could attack it and change its speed to zero. I don't know if I could like stop them by...
You're just going to like straight up grab it by the collar?
Just reaction, yeah?
Yeah. Would that provoke an opportunity attack? Is it moving in a way where that would trigger? I don't know. It's a post-it note. I had to...
Gotta try.
Okay,
so... Is the thorn whip pulling it past?
Yeah, I like it. Okay. Yeah, let's do it. So, yeah, if you hit it, then this thing stops the fall.
Okay.
Hit it.
I
don't want to fall in stuff anymore.
Shit, what's its AC?
16.
Yeah, 15.
Oh, no.
Again, with the space between the bones, it's so confusing.
It's like right between the ribs and then...
Theo, like, pulls this creature in, and Agoth, you try and reach out, but just miss, like, just nick the collarbone as the momentum takes over, and Theo tumbles with this thing over the edge. What are you wild shaping into?
A shark. Pick a shark.
Yeah.
It's going to be a shark. There's water below, right?
You don't know what's below. It's dark. Could be a goose. I see a goose there.
A cute pig. A king of...
Geese are pretty scary.
A king of
geese
chickens.
Are real wild.
Terrifying.
Swans are pretty mean.
Yeah, swans are real mean.
What about like a giant eagle or something?
or alternately a like very small bird that could get out of the grip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just get out of the grass.
Like a little sparrow.
Eagle.
Okay, you turn into an eagle.
Okay. Well, now I need to fight as an eagle. I need a fucking monster stat wrestle.
You're an eagle, so you like...
I want to attack it as it falls down. I'm mad.
Yeah, you want to hedge your bets and attack it.
I would say you'd be more inclined to let it go as it's falling down.
Falling
into the abyss.
Yeah. You can fly. It can't fly. Well, that we know of.
True.
Okay, you turn into an eagle.
Yeah.
You wriggle free and you begin to fly back up, leaving this thing to fall back down. The bones were following it, so most of them are going over the edge through whatever force is drawing them together have also followed down over the edge. And you're out of combat as maybe an eagle comes back up and over the edge.
Well, we should probably make a break for it while we can.
Cool. Not what an eagle sounds like.
Did it wreck that bridge that was held on by threads?
No.
Okay. Then, I say we keep going.
You pick up pace and begin moving quickly towards the bridge, and you get there. And, like I said, it looks like it's hanging on by a thread. How do you wish to proceed?
Well, if we have an eagle that can fly over, we have a cleric who can fly.
Also, I can fly.
Hmm. So now it's left to the two fighter types and a ghost horse.
Rax and I are both perhaps too heavy for this.
Do we still have the magic carpet?
I was just going to say, my eagle form flies up and says, what about the magic carpet?
Caw. let's get the old carpet out. And I say, Yatir, and it unrolls. And I think we have made this work before.
Yeah, I mean, you're flying, Thea's flying. So you've got tall gear, a horse.
Just might need to make a couple trips.
Yeah.
Got to make a couple trips. How far
is
it? This is
like the fox.
It's like a riddle.
Exactly.
We've got a sack of grain, a fox, and a sheep.
I like that you've created your own problem to get over this. I love it.
I like how Carla was very logical about it. Like, we'll do multiple trips. Here I am, like, trying to puzzle together. How can we fit all three of them onto it at the same time? Someone's got to ride the horse, obviously. But
turns out I'm not on good terms with the horse, so we can't take the carpet together.
How much can this carpet carry?
Yeah, that's
800 pounds.
How much is a demon horse?
I don't know. Just
I would have to think
less than 800 pounds. $799.
$799. I also think.
I mean, an adult horse, so says the internet, weighs 380 to 1,000 kilograms.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
The heavy.
But, like, he's part demon, so obviously that shapes,
demon horses have hollow bones.
Right? Everybody knows that.
Everyone knows.
We're all aware of this fact.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
All right, get the horse on the magic carpet. Let's see what happens.
This is going to take some convincing.
Do we have... Oh, I can't cast spells when I'm an eagle.
He has to go alone. And I think the carpet's going to, like... Push to its limit.
All right, we're talking about this in character now. How are we getting a horse across a bridge?
What if we tied a rope to the flying carpet and dangled the horse from the rope, and then I, with my strong talon claws, pulled also upward, relieving some of the weight of the horse from the carpet?
I mean, that's one plan.
I'll do it too. I got big talons. Look at me. I'm a little tiny pseudo dragon. Yeah, you're an eagle. You're not much bigger.
And maybe Yenbol, you could fly underneath the horse and push.
Do I have a tiny
time.
Satchel, or did you just disappear when
I jumped out. Whenever you go, ha-ha, I leap.
Oh, that's really good. That's very intuitive of you, Donnie.
It's happened once before, and you go to this weird place, and there's nutcrackers there.
I am skeptical that Rax will agree to this being bound.
Does anyone know how to fix a rope bridge? Can we just fix the rope with our rope? That's possible.
How damaged is the bridge? Is it really just the end? Is like the rope is worn?
You could, a person could step onto it. It's
We're
just
wondering
frayed.
About a horse, Russell.
I mean, it looks like a, you know, like
the humans
a,
can
like
take
a
the
haunted
carpet.
House, like rope bridge that's got like the yeah. wiggle as you walk
yeah.
across
sure.
it.
Yeah. yeah, we're all familiar.
Yeah, that's yeah. what it looks like.
Okay, well, can I take some, you said it was like quite frayed at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I will put some yeah. new rope on Great. The old rope and tie Love that it. Up. Maybe how far is it? Can I just zip to the other end? Flying, of course. See if maybe those are the weak points, you know?
Yeah.
Do the same
sure.
thing.
How long's your rope?
I don't know. Normal rope length, 30.
Yeah, 50? Sure.
I don't know. But I'm not putting the whole rope on the whole thing. I'm putting some rope at the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm not re-roping the whole bridge,
yeah, Russ.
All right.
I have one level of exhaustion. I can't be re-roping a bridge all day. Okay.
Oh.
It's magic. You know.
Would it help if my satchel is still on me in my bird form? And I kind of sat over to them and I'm like, look in here. I have the diamonds. Would that
be
helpful?
You cut out right at that moment.
I cut out. I have the diamonds. Would that be helpful?
Oh, the jumpy diamonds.
Oh, wait. Neither of you know what the jumpy diamonds are.
No one knows.
So, okay.
Yeah,
so
Carla knows.
So,
yeah,
nobody knows.
No one knows.
So I am just a bird. Looking at two people wondering if these diamonds
just
are going to help.
Standing in front of another bird.
Yes, the diamond.
Trying to get a horse across the chasm.
What are the jumpy diamonds? Yes.
The diamonds are very pretty, but I don't know.
These are teleportation diamonds. So if you were to throw a diamond and then look at a spot and then catch it, you will teleport to the place that you see.
How do we communicate that to
can
the horse?
Can a horse do this? You can talk to horses, Yenbul, can't you?
Well, these more difficult concepts
are a little bit hard. I don't know if you
could
catch it.
A little bit hard. How does the horse throw it?
Also, how does the horse catch it?
Now, I also have a Tome of Thunderstep. Do you think it could open a book, say some words, close the book, and then teleport itself to a place it can see? Guys, I can get from one place to another,
so
but you need hands.
To make it happen.
Rax, work with me. Work with me, Rax.
I didn't think the bridge
now,
was going to
Now
be
that
the
I've
point.
Rope fixed the end of the bridge, can I go into the middle of the bridge, stand on it,
yeah.
and just jump up
sure,
and down a lot bounce. To see how secure it is? Because I can fly, so it's
sure.
fine. Oh, yeah. I just want to see how is it? Does it seem yeah. secure? I know I don't weigh as much as a horse, but
very okay. secure.
I'm putting a lot of movement on it.
Here's another plan.
So it's like,
what if we get the horse to cross the bridge with the carpet underneath the bridge pushing up the whole way?
Can
so that it's like
the carpet
doesn't somebody
drive
have to be riding
itself?
Carpet?
Is a oh yeah, the horse can't
yeah,
drive
is a carpet
the carpet either.
Sentient
the horse
enough
has to take
to
the
lift
bridge.
Us.
This is the only option.
The horse had problems with the astral plane thinking about going forward, let alone keeps driving a carpet.
Okay, listen, here's how you do it.
And this is where you lose Agath. This is like
yep.
just she and the horse have to stay on the side of the bridge.
We live here now.
This riddle is too
she
much.
She refuses
for us.
To leave the horse. You know how we always focus on the horses a lot.
Yeah.
So should we just try? I'm just real scared to lose.
Me
the
too.
Horse. If it breaks.
I mean, Russ would have to be a real dick right now for us to lose the horse. That's all I'm saying.
And I mean, we've just brainstormed
we've
like
had,
a
we've
lot
come
of
up
really
with a lot
ideas.
Of solutions.
Okay, commit to your plan.
I think you two should go on the carpet. You can go beside Rax. Rax can go across the bridge, and we will all go together as a group. But you know, flying, walking.
How deep is the chasm?
We don't know.
Can't see the bottom.
Can't see the bottom. Would you? Oh, here, hold on. And I want to fly down and see what's in the mist. Oh,
see. Oh no.
This seems like a poor
I hate
idea.
Russ's face.
I'd like to fly into the dark mist, please.
I changed my mind.
Just did a real quick swoop drive-by.
Got close, had a real bad feeling.
I did. I got to the mist. It was moist in there, and I just didn't want to get my feathers wet. And I fly back up, and I say, "Nah, never mind. Come on, let's do this thing."
Well, Agath will, I guess, like, attach the bridle and, like, you know, pull it over his head and, like, try and get positioned on the carpet to try and lead the horse across the bridge.
Seems like such a bad idea.
I feel good about this, guys. God.
Like, don't have any spells for this.
Wait, worse than having the horse try to throw and catch a diamond and end up in a location of its choosing?
Oh my god.
I mean, if we're ranking them.
We're so smart.
I say we just Russ is like, this is not where you guys were supposed to get tripped up.
This is what happens always. If there was someone else here, I don't know how we've tricked Kristen into being one of us, but if there was like anyone else we've ever played with, they'd just be like, oh, so you should just blank, blank, blank. And then there's always just some solution.
Yeah, like call a friend.
It's the most obvious thing in the world. Can we call a physics professor real quick?
You climb aboard the magic carpet, set up racks.
All right, I will put my face right against his translucent, creepy, see the veins and muscles beneath face, that really sweet, terrifying face. And I will be, now you will walk in a straight line. Don't look down. Perhaps look at the boards so you do not step between the boards. That would not be ideal. Look out in front. Move steadily, and we will make it to the other side. Do not fear. We have gods to find, and terrible things to kill, and I know how much you love that.
As much recognition as you can get from Rax, you get in that moment. You climb aboard the magic carpet, and everybody sets off, and Rax takes that first step, and you hear creaking and, like, pulling of the ropes. And he takes the second one, and his weight begins to push the bridge down. You find yourself making your way slowly across this bridge, till about halfway, and one of them gives way, snaps, kind of panics the horse in a moment.
Shh, shh, focus, focus.
Horse steals and begins moving forward, stepping over the broken board. It's a very tense, long few minutes as you slowly make your way across, until finally you step up and on to the other side.
Collapse with exhaustion.
Ka. It's a ka of triumph.
You turn and you look up these steps towards this castle before you, looming before you, and you see carved into the wall above the door is a giant raven's head.
Dungeons & Dragons, Season 2, Episode 90. Starring Amy Moore as Thea Amastasia, Carla Maxted as Yenbul Nuri, Tom Laird as Tulgir Heavyfoot, with guest Kristen Flemons as Agath Godlost Catho Alavi, and Russ Moore as your Dungeon Master. Editing, production, and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiuk, Stevie, Cat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Devin Michaels, Aaron Stevens, and Eric Houlihan. To support Dungeons & Dragons and our many other productions and get access to an exclusive podcast called The Adventures Of, bonus episodes, and much more, please join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where when we reach 100 patrons, we'll release an exclusive Grancis and Flamikins bonus episode Escaping the Abyss. You can also follow us at facebook.com/dumbdragonpodcast and on Instagram and Twitter at dumbdragoncast. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. We'll talk again soon.
This is what it looks like.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah, pretty gross. I like it. Pretty gross.
Then I wanna take back my previous upset about Prunesbane.
Because it's cool?
No, because it was...
Orcus is fine.
Well, because it was...
Prunesbane.
In a book, which means Prunesbane didn't just, like, piece it together.
Yeah, because right. This book exists in Forgotten Realms.
No, but the monster likely does.
Okay, let's not think of that's how monsters work. Because they're in a monster manual, therefore they are natural.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Fuck Prunesbane. Yeah. Fuck that guy.
That's right. You can keep your
keep
business.
My anger.
Back to the top. Yenbul.
I haven't gone yet.
Oh.
And I also haven't gone yet.
Thea, sorry. I was going down being like, they hit you in this order. And I'm like, yeah, that's it. That's it.
I can't tell you how many times Russ has skipped my turn.
Yeah.
I think it's happened to all of us.
I like how we're like, we are just completely railroading this thing. We're just like, yeah, listen, we're not passing this bridge unless you can promise us the safety
of
the horse.
We need safety guaranteed for the team.
I need it
horse.
In writing.
Look, we're not saving Flint because if we save him, he's the end of the world. But this motherfucking
this
horse
is right.
I'm putting up more
us.
Fight okay. for this horse than for any of my characters who have died.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Meet Pia Casely, a journalist with a nose for a good story.
Do you know who the last person to interview Julie Capson was? Me.
Meet Brenda Bentley, a dogged detective with a case she can't let go.
Nobody came closer than I did, and that's why I was kicked off the force.
Together, they solve the cold cases no one else can.
That's when things got weird. And we haven't even gotten to the torso yet.
If they don't kill each other first, that is.
Well, you've got another thing coming.
You know, I think it's you got another thing coming.
Or perhaps there's something else between them.
Well, if the feeling's mutual,
call it a mutual feeling.
Arden, a podcast about crime, romance, and everything else. Season 1 and 2 now available. Brought to you by Wayface Industries, the good people.